Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, disruptive genius and catalyst for truth consciousness. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring consciousness as I revolutionize and shatter paradigms. A futurist, a revolutionary, a maverick misfit. This podcast is here to awaken you from your earthly slumber, to activate you as I disrupt the psyche at the very root, being the catalyst to awaken you to your highest potential and freedom. I am the glitch, the one who seeks out the cracks within the psyche and dismantles everything that isn't based in truth or authenticity. This podcast was born from my desire to bring all of my interests and teachings into one place. Consciousness, spirituality, shadow, astrology, spiritual entrepreneurship, multidimensionality, and mystical teachings. However, as with all of my work, I like to bring a cheeky little twist to all of this, a different perspective, an opening for you to see things in a new light. I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path by merging the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking which differs to the mainstream. My genius is that of disruption. To savor things that will provoke and create a reaction within the very depths of our psyche, within the deepest, most ingrained, stubborn shadow and soul trauma carried over from other lifetimes. The things that, for some, can be the most painful things to hear. But powerful truth is born from the pain. Hearing the things that activate us the most are the breadcrumbs for our own evolutionary journey. I am blunt, direct, disrupting and dispelling illusion and shadow to activate and expand your own higher consciousness. As a Heoka mirror, I mirror what is hidden within, triggering the shadow and the soul trauma, bringing it to the surface to be seen, heard, and alchemized into your truth, shining a light into the darkness to awaken truth and freedom. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness, where freedom is the revolution and disruption is the currency. Hey, it's Leanne Juliet here. Welcome to this video. So this is going to be very different to other videos I've done before. I am somebody who changes a lot with my style, with my brand, with what I speak about. I am a shapeshifter. I'm here for transformation. That's what my soul's here for. So I incorporate that into my work. And something that I don't know how long this video is going to go on for. It could be 20 minutes, it could be 40 minutes, it could be an hour and 30 minutes. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. So this video is born from like my recent kind of metamorphosis. I go through a lot of transformations. I'm here to help people transform, to help them find, go from feeling lost to free. And I went through, for those who haven't watched my video on Dark Night of the Soul that I posted, I think it was last week, I went through a major Dark Night of the Soul last year, major metamorphosis where things were kind of like stripped from my life. I was broken down. I was cracked wide open, as I like to say. And one of the things that came about from that Dark Night of the Soul was, and for those who don't know what Dark Night of the Soul is, it's like the depths of despair of your soul. That's what it is, the depths of despair. And it brings like clarity to you if you're open to it. That's the thing, that's the key. And one of the things that was really apparent for me, one of the things that became my mantra over and over and over again last year was, I just want to write and speak. I just want to write and speak. I just want to write and speak. Like that was the thing that my soul wanted to do the most. Irrelevant of whether people watch my videos, irrelevant of whether people read what I write, irrelevant of whether somebody becomes a client or not, or somebody unfriends me or blocks me or tells me to fuck off or calls me a bitch or whatever for like triggering them. I couldn't care. It's like, I just want to write and speak. I just want to be me. I just want to be me. And that's all I kept saying, my mantra over and over and over again. And so this video is, I don't know where this video is going to go. I don't know. It's my cat walking in, pudding. She hasn't learned to shut the door yet. She's still learning. But one of the things that became really apparent to me, and it's becoming more and more apparent now, which is why I needed to record this video in this kind of way, was that people are feeling lost right now. People are feeling confused right now. Like, obviously, there's like weird shit going on in the world at the moment.
And people are, what's become more and more apparent to me is how disconnected people are from themselves, how disconnected people are from their truth, how disconnected people are from their own higher consciousness, how disconnected people are from the collective consciousness. Literally, like, people are so lost right now, and there's a lot of pain in the world given, you know, the situation that's happening in the world. And what became apparent to me is how much I, especially, and other people that I know, but me especially, like, I behold myself back, and I get it. My soul is here to work through this shit. It is. This is what I help my clients with. This is what forms the basis of my work, is to help people move from lost to found, from lost to free, to help people transform in that kind of way, in such a revolutionary kind of way that is different to anything they've experienced before. And what became apparent to me was how disconnected I'd become from who I am and what I want to do. As somebody who is a powerful mirror, a heyoka mirror, somebody who's naturally here to hold a big mirror up to your face and show you the truth of who you are, it can also be difficult for me to be the person that I am, because I naturally trigger people, and I've had to work through that and to really stand in my own truth and to stop caring what people think of me. It's been a biggie. And I work with astrology. Astrology forms the basis of my work now. And looking at my chart again and like reviewing my chart shows me a lot of where my own work is, which is where I've understood how I can help other people as well. But this video isn't about my work. What has become more apparent to me was how much people conform, and I hate conformity. I fucking hate it. And yet I was conforming too. And I'm like, shit, why have I been doing that? And what I hate the most is when people conform and they know, and like, I get it. I've been conforming in a certain way too. Like my videos, I stopped creating videos because I felt like I was just creating them for the sake of it. I didn't feel the passion to create videos. I didn't feel the passion to speak. I stopped creating podcasts again because I wasn't tapping into my own unique creativity. I wasn't writing because I felt like I was just writing on the same old boring old shit that every other fucker in the world is writing on. I was like, I don't want to write on that. And looking at videos, I was like, why am I creating videos in this kind of way? It's like I felt the need that I had to teach something on videos because my natural energy is as a teacher. I'm a teacher healer. And my north node, for those who follow astrology, my north node is in the ninth house of teaching and higher wisdom and higher knowledge. I am here to teach, but I'm also here to share communication, to speak in a way that is free, that is liberating, that is freeing for me, and in a way that can create shifts within other people just from hearing my words. And I was like trying to conform with my videos that I had to speak in a certain way. I know I get this. I'm like, why the fuck don't I follow my own advice, really? The advice that I give to my clients and everything. And I was speaking in a certain way and needing to show up in a certain way, needing to create content in a certain way, even though I wasn't following the traditional YouTube kind of videos. Of, you know, you'll never see an edited video on my channel. I don't do like the editing that other YouTubers do, because quite frankly, it bores the pants off me. And yet I was still finding that I needed to create content in a certain way and to teach something. I had to have a subject to teach on. Now I'm just like, I just want to write and speak. I just want to write. That's all my mantra last September, at the peak, at the pinnacle of my dark night of the soul last September, was I just want to write and speak. I don't care where it leads to. I don't care what becomes of it. Just want to write and speak. And it's becoming my mantra again and again and again. Like, I just want to write and speak. So that's what I'm doing. And what I'm feeling with my channel is more about just having a conversation, just having a fucking conversation. Like, there's too many channels out there. And again, it's no disrespect to people. You create whatever content you want to create. But there's too many channels out there where people are, they've kind of lost their own creativity. They're following the rules, they're following the system, they're following what other people have done. It's like, follow this system because this works, follow this. But when you're a misfit like myself, you're a misfit entrepreneur or just a misfit in general, like you're the black sheep, you think outside the box, you do things differently, and people find your difference weird because you make them feel uncomfortable because you're acting in a different way, you're speaking in a different way, you're writing in a different way, you're showing up in a different way. And it can make other people feel comfortable because you're like, oh, this is different. I'm not used to this because I'm used to seeing everybody being the same. When you're like that, it feels restrictive to those of us that are different, that think differently, that think outside the box, that show up in our businesses differently. As I like to call us, the misfit entrepreneurs, the misfitpreneurs, so to speak. When you're like that, it feels like you're wearing a straitjacket, like you're like restricted in such a way that you're not being free. And your work can feel boring. You can feel disconnected from who you are. You can feel disconnected from the words you're speaking, the content you're creating, even the clients that you're working with. But this video isn't about business per se. It's more about, like, for anyone who does associate with being different and anyone who does associate with being the black sheep or thinking outside the box and not fitting in, not conforming, the person who resonates with being the square peg in the round hole, because we don't fit in. We're not meant to. So when you're trying to be like everybody else and you're thinking like other people and you're acting like other people and you're speaking like every other people and you're being a puppet, basically, it's very restrictive. And it feels fucking boring. It feels so boring to be like everybody else instead of just being me. So it's like, I don't want to create videos that just teach on something. I can create a course and get paid for that shit. I just want to speak. And I just want to, like, have a conversation. And I've always envisioned my channel being like an interview panel where I do bring guests on and have a chat and have a chat on things that people don't necessarily speak on and bring more things to the light that people don't speak on because it's not the norm to do that kind of thing. I was like, I just want to chat. So that's what I'm going to be creating on this channel. I know it took me 10 minutes to say that. I just want to chat. I just want to speak on whatever is like coming through me right now, whether I'm channeling, whether I'm, you know, connecting to like galactic consciousness, truth consciousness, like channeling whatever I like to channel. I just want to chat. So I don't know how long this video is going to go on for. I just want to fucking chat. So what's been coming through to me recently, what's been more apparent is how lost society is right now, how much pain society is in right now. And yes, I'm referring to like the Corona Chronicles, the COVID drama, the bullshit propaganda. If you're watching this and you believe in what the government are telling you and what the mainstream are telling you, then you're probably not going to want to continue watching my video, because I don't believe it, because I see a bigger picture, because I channel energy of like the truth consciousness. I see beyond the realms of illusion. So if you are watching this video and you believe what the government are telling you, that's your choice to believe that. If you believe what the mainstream media are telling you, if you believe the overinflated numbers that have been sold through propaganda, if you believe all that, that is your choice, and I respect your decision and I respect where you are. But you're not going to want to watch the rest of my video because you'll find it very triggering. And if you're not, then hello to the people who are staying on this video. But what I want to say is people are so lost right now. People are so there's this collective pain. And I spoke about this at the beginning of like the pandemic and everything. I think I recorded. I don't know if I put I probably did put a video on about the collective shadow, because that's what this is. It's like the collective shadow that's coming from the soul trauma that is rooted in humanity's DNA right now. We move from lifetime to lifetime with our little suitcase, so to speak, with our baggage, with shit that we couldn't figure out in that life, and we bring it into this life. We're like, I'm going to figure this shit out in this life, and I'm going to work through that. That's your soul trauma. We all have soul trauma. And people can say, oh no, trauma doesn't exist, and or I'm trauma informed, and you can't talk on trauma because I'm trauma informed. Like, go fuck yourself. I am trauma informed from the past lives. So I couldn't give a flying fuck if somebody calls me out saying, oh, you're not trauma informed, and how dare you speak on trauma and everything. I couldn't give a fuck. What I refer to is the soul's trauma from the past lives. Now, you cannot call yourself trauma informed if you're just focusing on this life trauma, because, or you cannot call, whatever, I'm getting confused. You cannot say you don't understand trauma when you're just referring to this life trauma. I'm referring to past life trauma, the soul trauma, the trauma that is ingrained in our souls and is the very reason why we reincarnate again. Because yes, we have amazing experiences in our lifetimes, but we also have, shitty experiences in our lifetimes. And we carry that energy with us, the good and the bad. We carry the karma, the good and the bad karma, into different lifetimes. The reason why we choose to reincarnate again is to experience life in a different way, to experience perhaps what we didn't experience in another lifetime, to work through the skipped steps that we had in other lifetimes, to rebalance the karma, to achieve something that we didn't achieve in another lifetime because there was some kind of like something that held us back, or something that we didn't quite achieve, or something that wasn't meant to happen, or just seeking like more fulfillment in this lifetime through other means. And that is what I like to term a soul trauma. This is a shadow. People who are doing shadow work, and I used to say, oh yes, I do shadow work. I am a shadow worker. I am. Like, I've channeled, stuff about me being a shadow worker. I've had dreams where I've been told by my guides, you are a shadow worker. I was like, oh, okay, what's that? I work with the shadow. I understand the shadow. I love to play in the underworld. The underworld is my playground, as is the cosmic, the cosmic heights of gods and everything is my playground. I work between the two. I'm a bridge between the two realms, between the underworld and the cosmos. And so I know a thing or two about shadow. I understand the realm of shadow. I understand the realm of darkness. And the soul trauma is what we bring through from lifetime to lifetime. It is trauma. If you're repeating a certain pattern in this life, if you're repeating a certain behavior, whatever it is, whether it's marrying the same kind of person, dating the same kind of person, or having the same kind of thoughts over and over again that you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, or whatever fuck it is, we all have like different trauma. When you're doing that, it's the energy, the energetics of the soul that you've carried over from lifetime to lifetime. And for some, it can be a repeating pattern that the soul is so ingrained in going through that it becomes the norm in this life. So if you're doing shadow work, you're like, oh, I'm going to work on my shadow, and I've got the shadow around self-worth or rejection or whatever, or a shadow around not having enough money or not being good enough or lovable enough or whatever it is. When you're working through that, if you're just working with this lifetime's shadow, then you're not getting to the root, because the root isn't ingrained in this lifetime. It's ingrained in energy from many lifetimes or the last lifetime, whatever it is. It could be many, or it could just be one. It's the one. It could be one that's just imprinted on us the most, or it could be a pattern over many, many lifetimes that is so ingrained in our soul that we keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it lifetime to lifetime until finally we snap and we transform it. So when I'm referring to soul trauma, when I'm referring to trauma, I'm referring to the soul's past. I'm referring to the actual trauma that the soul has carried, because you wouldn't need to reincarnate again if all was rosy and you had no shit to work through. You wouldn't. You'd just go back off to source and sit beside a god or whatever the fuck it is. Like, you wouldn't need to. So you're here to, we're here, we're all here to work through something, to rebalance the karma, to integrate this trauma, to turn the trauma into our power, to turn the pain into our power. And so right now, society is lost. Humanity is lost. Humanity is lost as fuck. Humanity is carrying so much pain right now that we're in this weird, like, circus. As I record this, January 2021, what day is it? The 23rd of Jan. It is like a circus. It's weird. It's such a weird state of being. It's such a weird society right now. And people are lost. Humanity is lost. Humanity is carrying so much pain right now because we're lost. Because people become so disconnected from their truth. People have become so disconnected from their soul's truth, from the collective truth, from humanity's truth. And people have become so disconnected from their higher consciousness. And, you know, when we incarnate, you know, we do lower our consciousness, we do lower our vibration in order to incarnate in this 3D world. We do, because we're coming from the higher realms. You know, spirit and soul live in the higher realms. So in order to come to Earth, we have to kind of like dumb ourselves down a little bit, lower our vibration in order to incarnate on this Earth. And then obviously we go through, you know, different situations and experiences and everything that help us to raise our consciousness again. But humanity is stuck. Like, we're stuck in this 3D realm in the Matrix right now. And it's like this sludge that humanity is going through, this sludge that we're going through that's keeping people bogged down in this trauma, the soul trauma, the collective soul trauma. We're like bogged down in it and in this, like, just this sea of shit, basically, that we're bogged down in. And people don't know which way to turn, and they're lost. We're all lost. And you can see the pain on people's faces. You can feel it in their energy. People don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe. They don't know who to trust. Do they trust their own instincts? Do they trust their intuition? Or do they trust the government? Or do they trust the propaganda that the government's putting out there? Do they trust the scientists and the medics that the government have got on board to tell you what to do? Or do they trust their own instincts and intuition? Like, yeah, do you know what? This doesn't add up to me. I don't like this. It doesn't feel right, because it isn't right. Because truth consciousness, whatever you want to call it, feels different. Truth feels freeing. It feels liberating. It can feel scary. Obviously, truth can feel scary, but not in a, oh my God, like, I can't stand this kind of thing. It just feels icky to me to like, you know, do this. That's not truth. That's illusion. Illusion feels cloudy. Illusion feels like there's more to the story. Truth is like just this knowing that there's just, I can't put my finger on it, but it feels right. And so when people are having to question what governments are saying, when people are having to question what the media is saying, when they're like, I don't agree with it, but I'll go along with it, that's not truth consciousness. That's illusion. That is lying to you. That is confusing us and making us feel like we can't think for ourselves. And just looking around and people like, tell me government, tell me mainstream media, tell me politicians, tell me presidents, tell me prime ministers, tell me what I need to do right now, because I'm so fucking lost and so disconnected from my own truth that I can't think for myself. Tell me, please tell me, because I don't know how to think, because I'm so disconnected from who I am. That is what's going on at the moment. That is like the basis of the shitstorm that is going on in the world right now. And I'm just laughing because YouTube probably won't approve my video for ads or whatever because of my language, but I don't care. It's fine. But that's the basis of what's going on in the world right now. And people are so disconnected from their truth. And when you become disconnected from your truth, you become lost. And you carry your pain, and you can see it around, like, people are lost right now. People are fucking killing themselves. That is the thing that pains me the most. It literally, like, last week, I broke down in tears. I don't know anybody who's committed suicide. I've got somebody close to me who has thought about it and almost attempted it, but never gone through with it. But I don't know anyone personally who has committed suicide. Suicide has not affected my life like that, but I feel so much pain, and I feel so strongly, and I feel like it's something connected to a past life of mine. Last week, 7 days ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was, I broke down in tears for the people who are killing themselves right now, for the teenagers who, and it's going to make me cry again because I feel that strongly for it, for the teenagers who feel like there's no purpose to their lives because their education has been taken away from them, because they can't see their friends, because they can't see a future beyond what is going on right now. For those teenagers who feel that suicide is the only option, it pains me. It pains me. For the people who've lost their businesses and who are up to their eyeballs in debt with their mortgage payments or their rent, it pains me that they feel that they have to take their own lives. It pains me. And again, I don't know anyone who's done this. It pains me at a soul level. For the people who, for the elderly people who are locked up in care homes because their families aren't allowed to visit them, and they just think, like, how do I go on with my life? I've got no family around me. Nobody will come to visit me. And they're just dying these lonely deaths because they're old and whatever, they've got dementia, whatever, and they're dying alone. That pains me. And I just think, like, how much more lost does humanity need to be for people to wake the fuck up to what is going on in the world? How lost do people need to be? How much more pain needs to come to the surface for people to realize that this isn't about a fucking virus? It's never been about a virus. It's always been about control. And this is, again, I don't know how long this video is going to go on for, but it pains me at how lost humanity is right now. It pains me. And I feel the pain. Like, I am somebody who, I work with transformation. I work with the energetics of transformation. I am a bridge between the underworld and the cosmos. I take people through the underworld. I take people through hell to heaven. Like, that is my journey. That's my purpose in this life, is to take people through hell to transform their pain into their power. I get it. I've been through a lot of shit. I get it. I get pain. I understand it. It's part of my medicine to myself, is to take myself through hell in order to understand what other people are going through. Because how can I be a guide through the underworld if I've never been there before? If I've never sat with Hades in the underworld and felt the wrath of the underworld, how could I be a guide through the underworld if I've never been there? So I understand pain. And I understand the pain of being lost, because I was for so long lost in my life. I was somebody who fitted in, who conformed, who went along with emotions because I didn't know who I was, because I was so, at a soul level, at a subconscious level, I knew how fucking powerful I am as a mirror, as a Hayoka mirror. I knew how powerful I am. I knew how powerful my words could be. I knew how powerful my truth was. I knew how powerful my energy was, again, at a subconscious level, because I didn't know this, like, as a child, but at a soul level, at an intuitive level, I knew this. And I understood, again, at a soul level, at a higher consciousness level, the amount of pain that I could cause to somebody who wasn't in their truth. And so I hid. And I was asked recently, and the question took me by surprise. It intrigued me. I like a challenge to the mind. I have Mercury in Libra, so I like the challenge. And I was asked a question recently by somebody. So who are you? And it, I was like, fuck, like what kind of question? Oh, I like this question, but it actually scared me. So I was like, well, who am I? And I'm somebody who's been, yeah, I've done a lot of work on myself. And I was asked this question, so who are you then? I was like, good question. Who are any of us? Like, how fuck do I respond to this question? I was like, who? It brought me a lot of anxiety. I was like, oh, how do I respond to this? This is interesting. This is like a nice little game actually to play. It gets into my mind and everything. I like connection to the mind. And it made me realize, like, who am I? And in that moment, I realized, like, how lost I'd been, how disconnected from my truth I'd been, how much I wasn't living in my truth, how much I'd repressed my uniqueness in order to conform, in order to fit in, how much I'd repressed my misfit energy, my black sheep energy, in order to fit in, how much I've just gone along with emotions of just being normal, what is normal anyway, how much I've gone along with it in order to just fit in, to be accepted, to be loved, to be accepted, to be liked and everything. I was like, it makes me feel sick just thinking of it. But I was like, so who are you then? I was like, that's a really good question. And it actually prompted me to write something that I'm potentially going to put in my book, because I'm writing a book. I'm still writing a book. I've been writing a book for 2 years. And it prompted me to write something about feeling lost and everything, because that's the thing. And I'm going to read it to you now, because I don't care how long this video goes on, because I just need to create videos like this now, because it fills me, my heart with joy. And I am going to read it to you because I feel like it can benefit whoever needs to hear this right now. It'll benefit you. And so this question, and who are you, really triggered me, not in a bad triggering, but it got me thinking, because I'd not allowed myself to truly understand who am I. Because we've all got an answer for it. Who are you? Oh, well, I do this. I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm a mother, or whatever. But who are you? Who are you underneath all the labels? Who are you at a soul level, at a higher consciousness level? Who are you, and what is your truth? Because we're so disconnected from ourselves. We're so disconnected from ourselves. I need to turn the heating back on. I'm absolutely fucking frozen. But I turn it off when I'm speaking, because I know, like, I get ranty and everything, and I get the fire coming through me. So then it's like becomes my own little furnace. But I need to put the heating on because I'm cold, because it is like 0 degrees outside or whatever. For the Brits, it's like, what, 30 degrees for the Americans. So I'm going to read this to you, because this is what I want to do in my videos right now. So this is what I channeled, and I am going to put it in my book. And who are you? She was asked. Good question. Who are any of us, really? Imagine being the person who hid from her entire life, because she knew her power. She knew what she was capable of doing to people, and the potential to create hurt within someone else when they came too close to her energy and her tongue that spoke blunt, direct truth that could pierce someone at their very core and rip them apart. Imagine growing up knowing that you didn't fit in. Subconsciously, you knew that you weren't like the others. And so you hid, because your truth is the kind of truth that others would reject you for. And the very fear of rejection left you crippled like a rabbit in the headlights. Knowing the kind of pain you could cause someone who wasn't ready for the potency of your truth yet. Also knowing the kind of limitless freedom you could bring to someone by you being wholly you. But alas, it feels uncomfortable to be you, to feel you, to experience you, to see you, to hear you. It feels uncomfortable. Why? Surely to be yourself should feel freeing and liberating, like a breath of fresh air. Not so. When you fear rejection itself, when you fear what others may think of you, when you fear being thrust out of your comforts you've come to equate your life with, that feels very fucking scary. Knowing the potency of your magic and yet suppressing it and hiding in the shadows to keep yourself safe from rejection, because rejection pains you to your very core. You've been rejected before in other lifetimes, across space and time. That wound of rejection runs deep. It cuts real fucking deep, like a knife in your side that keeps getting twisted. Deeper and deeper. It hurts. It pains you to be rejected. It has pained you for lifetimes, being the one who others reject, being the one who others cannot understand, being the one who others cannot see, being the one who others hide from. It hurts. That level of pain cuts you real fucking deep. Rejection. And yet here you are, in this life, reincarnated for another chance to honor your truth, another chance to show you who you are, another chance to finally stop running, to stop hiding. And yet it cripples you. It cripples you over and over again, that fear of rejection, that fear of being unwanted by so many, that fear of being laughed at, that fear of being mocked and shamed for your differences, that fear of being alone for the rest of your life. Fear, fear, fear. And so you hide. Once more, you hide. You take what you think is the easy way out, hiding, running from your truth. Yet unbeknownst to you, this isn't the easy way out. It becomes more and more uncomfortable to hide. More and more difficult to hide. The more you hide, the more painful it becomes. And so ironically, the pain you have been running from for lifetimes now becomes the solace. It becomes a warm bosom you find yourself nestled in. Nestled in this bosom of fearing rejection becomes your solace. It hurts too much to continue to hide. It cuts much deeper than the fear of rejection. And so here you are, finding yourself at this evolutionary crossroads. Which path to take? That I cannot answer for you. I put that question back to you. Which path should you take? That depends on how much freedom you seek. To finally accept that your very essence creates a paradoxical shift within someone that can tear them apart if they aren't ready. Risking being rejected for being you, or to continue to hide, hoping that the pain of rejection will ease, but it never does, and you know it won't. It is your Achilles heel, after all, the very thing you came to resolve in this lifetime, to heal it at the very core, within your soul, knowing that in life people get rejected all the time. And that's okay. You're here to do bigger things. To rise above the 3D matrix. To bring heaven to earth as you merge someone's reality with their truth. This is the power of your truth. This is your magic. This is what you've waited lifetimes for. Don't fuck it up now. Stand up. Be seen. Be heard. And reclaim your sovereign truth. Even if it means being rejected by those who cannot appreciate the gift of who you are, especially then, it consumes you, this wound of yours. It consumes you, leaving you crippled, failing, falling, grappling, paralyzed, like a lead weight sat upon your chest. It shows up everywhere, in all areas of your life. Relationships, the self, everywhere, consuming you, eating you alive, because the pain of seeing the wound head on and giving space to it to breathe, to heal, hurts too much. So there it sits upon your chest, within your legs, weighing you down, crippling you, paralyzing you, taunting you with the freedom it offers you. But you know it'll take the strength of an ox to break through it, to heal it and transform it into your superpower. Not because that is hard, it's very easy, but because you've resisted yourself for too long that it bears a great burden upon you to reclaim who you are. It feels heavy because you've never allowed yourself to relax, to exist within your own unique truth. So that's what I wrote the other day. I'm sure you'll agree it's very good. My words are very poetic as well. I'm very aware that my writing is very poetic. And I'm always told like it's very much like poetry. Perhaps that was William Shakespeare in another life. Who knows? Who knows? Or Chaucer or somebody like that. Who knows? That would be very exciting, wouldn't it? But that's the thing with people are lost right now. And wherever you're at in your journey, wherever you're at within your soul's journey, wherever you're at in this life at the moment, and wherever you're at with the bullshit propaganda that's going on in the world at the moment, humanity is lost, and humanity is carrying this very, very, very deep, dark, dense, heavy pain. And I feel it, other intuitives feel it. It's heavy. And I think what I really want to say, again, I'm really enjoying this video as well. Like this is me. This is like my kind of thing, is to just fucking talk. I don't need to teach them anything. I just need, yeah, I can create courses for that. I just want to fucking talk. And I do want to get guests onto my channel as well to like talk and stuff and to like have that kind of like two-way kind of conversation going. But wherever you're at right now in your life, people are lost. And I get asked all the time by people, like, how do I find myself? You know, you talk about finding your truth, reclaim your truth. How do I do that? Like, it's not an easy process. It's not. It feels like fucking hell. That's why I go through the underworld with people. The underworld is one of my playgrounds. It's actually one of my favorite playgrounds, to be fair. I work in the cosmos. I understand galactic energy. I channel galactic beings. I channel, you know, star beings. I am a futurist, so I channel future energies and future information. But I like the underworld. I like playing there. Why? Because it's like, it's Earth is hell. Really, this 3D reality is the hell that the churches used to speak about in, like, you know, medieval times, and we used to chastise people for having like any kind of life or whatever. Be like, oh, you're going to hell, and people were like really consumed with this fear of going to hell. I'm like, dude, you're fucking living in it. Earth is hell. Earth is the definition of hell. Not in like a negative sense, but we come from other galaxies. We come from other dimensions to experience Earth school, to live here, to experience it. We lower our vibration, our soul's energetic vibration, in order to incarnate here. So if that's not hell, then what is? Like, yeah, there's so much shit in the world. There's so much like death and destruction and whatever, and greed and people fighting over each other and people cheating and just people just not being nice to each other. Like, Earth is hell. And again, I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just that's Earth is where we come to experience hell. Yeah, how can you ascend and become enlightened if you're not prepared to go to hell first? That's just your ego talking shit right there. People get on the high and mighty horses, like, oh, yes, I'm here for the ascension and I'm here to be really fucking spiritual. That's something else I'm moving with. Like, spirituality, new age spirituality is something I'm going to be speaking on more on my channel. I know I'm here to revolutionize the spiritual world. I'm here for consciousness. Spirituality is just, and I've been part of it. Like, I am spiritual in terms of more of like a consciousness connection. I don't agree with a lot of what spiritual teachers talk on. I don't agree with new age spirituality. I don't. It's fucking bullshit. But people think, oh, well, I'm here to ascend and I'm just like going to be here. I'm here for the enlightenment. I'm here to be high vibe. But I ain't prepared to go through the darkness. No, no, no. That's just low vibrational shit. I don't need that. That's your ego talking, love. That's your fucking ego talking up your ass. Like, you cannot appreciate what enlightenment is. You cannot appreciate what heaven feels like. You cannot appreciate what the 5D realm or whatever is if you're not prepared to get real dark and dirty in the 3D. If you're not prepared to experience your own pain, if you're not prepared to see your own pain, you cannot become ascended and enlightened and whatever if you're not prepared to allow the shadow, the soul trauma, the murky kind of shit that you carry within you to come to the surface. If you're like, la, 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 I'm not going to trust it. I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to like focus on it because that's just low vibrational stuff. Honestly, I've heard this shit before in spiritual communities, like, oh, no, no, I'm just high vibe. I need to be high vibe all the time and everything. And I can't be low vibe or whatever. And, oh, you're just projecting onto me. Oh, go fuck yourself. You're not. It's like you cannot be high vibe. Like, high vibe is just like, it's just a way of bypassing your own truth. High vibe is just a way of dismissing your own shadow because you're too afraid of your shadow. High vibe is just like nobody is higher vibration all the time. Even Jesus wasn't, for fuck's sake. And yeah, I'm sure he had his down days, you know, being stuck on a cross. He must have lowered his vibration a little bit, being stuck on a cross for a few days, mustn't he? But people are so consumed with like, oh, I need to be high vibration and all this other stuff, that they refuse to go to the dark, dirty, murky bits of their psyche. Because it scares them. Because the underworld is scary. You imagine turning up in the underworld with Hades. And you're like, oh, who the fuck are you, dude? I wasn't expecting you here. And it's like, ah, spook kind of thing. That's what pain feels like. That's what transformation feels like. That's what the underworld feels like. That's what hell feels like. And that's what people are lost right now. People are lost. And humanity is disconnected from its truth, and that's why this needed to happen. As much as I hate it, as much as I hate what's going on in the world, I see the bigger picture. I see it. I don't like it. I don't, but I see through it, and that brings me like peace, knowing that we have to go through this collectively in order to move through the shadowy bits of humanity, the greed, the death, the fighting, the disconnection from ourselves, the people having too much power and abusing power, the abuse, the gaslighting, yeah, the child trafficking and shit like that goes on in the world. It's like a nasty kind of energy. And so every ounce of shadow and soul trauma at collective level is coming up to the surface right now to be moved through. Because we need to. We need to face the reality of what we've created on this earth. You know, we've ravaged Mother Earth. We've ravaged her. We've abused her. You know, these animals have become extinct because of humanity. Plants have died off because of the human effect. The ozone layer is fucked because of humans. And I'm not dissing humans. We're here for a reason, but it's not our planet. We share this planet with millions, if not billions, of other organisms. So orgasm, man. We share this planet with other organisms, animals, plants, insects, bacteria, viruses, the sea, the earth, everything. We share it. It's not our planet. And so humanity, we've just been slapped around the face and triggered. Look at what you've done. Look at where we're at. And it's in a warped kind of way. COVID has brought people together. It's, you know, I'm not talking about social distancing, which is like bullshit, but it's brought people together to be like, people are missing the connection with other humans now. They're like, Oh, I didn't realize I actually wanted to spend more time with humans. Or we're noticing the effects of our presence on Earth. We're noticing it more in terms of how the oceans have become saturated with our rubbish and how Mother Earth decides to cleanse herself. We're seeing all of that. We're seeing the effects of who we are and what we've done to this planet. And so when you're presented with a mirror, I am a mirror, when you're presented with a mirror of what humanity, when Mother Earth presents her own mirror to humanity, be like, look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to yourselves. It can be very painful to accept that truth because nobody wants to accept that they've done something wrong in the world. Nobody wants to accept that they've not lived their fullest. Nobody wants to accept that because it's painful. Nobody wants to accept that they've let things go in their life, or they've not been themselves, or they've stayed in a relationship too long that was toxic, or they've not gone after their dreams. They've not lived their life to their fullest. They've not traveled because they're scared of getting on a plane or whatever it is. Nobody wants to accept their own shadow. But by accepting your shadow, you bring it to the light. You allow that soul trauma an opportunity to be seen so that you can work through it. And that is what we're being asked to do right now. And people are lost and people are in pain, which is why so many are wanting to depart from this earth. They're like, fuck this shit, I'm off. Get me a one-way ticket back home to source. People are like that because it's so painful to be on this world, on this planet right now. And I think people need to take their heads out of their asses. They do. People need to take their heads out of their asses and look around at how this situation is affecting everybody, not just you. It's about how is this situation affecting everyone. It's all very good and well for politicians to stand up there on the little pulpit, on the little podium, and say, we're going to lock you down. And you need to stay away from people. And you need to follow the rules. And you need to shut down your business. And you need to keep your children at home because we're going to shut the schools. It's all very good and well. And you can't go and see your elderly mother in a care home. Or you can't have friends over. Or you have to, you can't hug people anymore, for fuck's sake. It's ridiculous. And it's all good and very good and well for these politicians to stand there and say that because they have a job, because they're getting paid every fucking month, because they've got their pensions, they've got their salaries, they've got their big houses, their children are, they maybe have the money to be able to pay for a nanny or a homeschool tutor for their children, or maybe they don't have kids, or maybe their kids are grown up, so aren't affected by the school closures. It's all very good and well for them to say that and not look around at the effects of their murderous criminal activities, of shutting schools down, of forcing people to stay away from other people, of forcing people to stay away from their elderly family who are dying, of forcing the elderly to stay locked up in care homes and not have any visitors. It's all very good and well for them to say all of that when it's not affecting them. It's all very good and well for the older generation. The boomers, the baby boomers, to say, oh, look at you young people, and people are like breaking the rules and everything because they don't have a job. So the fact that people are being forced out of jobs, or they're being forced to shut their businesses. Open your business, please. Open your businesses up. There's a revolution coming, and it takes people like you to open the physical doors of your business. Open your business, open your gyms, open your shops, open your restaurants, open them. The revolution is coming. It is coming. Freedom is coming. So it's all very good and well for the baby boomers to like those who are in like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. It's all very good and well for them to say, oh, look at everyone else who's breaking the rules. I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna social distance and I'm gonna stay away from everybody because I've got everything I need. because they don't have a job because they're retired. So they have their pension. They have money coming in every month. Maybe they even own their home because they're able to buy a house that, you know, back in the days when you could just buy a house and you didn't need like a 50 grand deposit or whatever you need now. It's all very good and well for people to do that. It's all very good and well for people to turn on the neighbours and say, how dare you for having friends over? But when they don't understand what that person's going through, they don't know the state of somebody's mental health. You don't know the state of somebody's mental health. You don't know if that neighbour that you've just turned in on to the police, because people are doing that shit right now, you don't know if that person was at the brink of taking their own life that day. And that friend coming over is the very reason that they didn't take their life. Again, I get really upset about people taking their own lives. It really, really upsets me. So you don't know what that person's gone through. And you don't know if by them having their mother over that day, or them having their friend over that day, or somebody, or a colleague, or somebody, is the very reason that they're living and breathing on this planet right now today. You don't know that. And it really, really affects me. Just suicide really affects me. And you don't know if that child, if the very reason that they're in school was keeping them safe, because you don't know what's going on in their home. You don't know if they were being abused by their parents. And so the time that they spent at school was the solace that they needed from the abuse that they were going on, that was happening at home. You don't know that. And you don't know if the mother, the woman, whoever, who is trying to go around to see her friends, and she's been accused of not social distancing, and she's been accused of like being at somebody's house when she shouldn't be there. You don't know if she was escaping abuse, domestic abuse at home. You don't know that. So people need to mind their own fucking business with what is going on. And they need to open up to the fact that it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us at a collective level. So it's very good and well for people to say, oh yes, let's lock down more. Let's stay locked down more. Because it's not affecting you in the way that it's affecting somebody else. Now, my business hasn't shut down because I operate online. My daughter is still able to go to school at the moment. I've not lost anyone to suicide. I'm able to make my payments for my rent every month. So it's not affected me like that. But I still give a fucking shit about how it's affecting other people. I couldn't care less if somebody wears a mask or not. I don't wear a mask in shops because I refuse to wear one. I couldn't care less if somebody had a gathering at their house. God forbid we have fucking gatherings in our houses. God forbid that we do that kind of stuff. I couldn't care less. And people say, oh, you're ignorant and how dare you, and you're the problem, you're the reason why we're in this shit and everything, and you're the one who's spreading the virus. Go fuck yourself. I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. You know, the majority, the people who refuse to conform to rules are in the minority. So we aren't the ones who are creating this pandemic. It's you guys who are, I presume, if anyone's still watching this and who follows the pandemic, then like, I don't know why you're still here kind of thing. But do you see what I mean? Do you see where I'm going with this? And for anyone who's still watching, thank you. I'm on to like 56 minutes now. I didn't know how long I was going to go for. But do you see what I mean? It's like, this whole thing is not about you at an individual level. It's about the collective level. So it's all very good and well, people in power and everything saying you need to get a vaccine, you need to follow the rules. So suicide really, really bothers me. Really bothers me. Like, still got tears there. It's all very good and well people saying that, let's shut the schools down, let's shut businesses, let's shut restaurants and bars and shops and everything like that. It's all very good and well saying that when it doesn't affect you personally, because it affects us all differently. And you don't know what's going on in somebody's life. You don't know the impact that this has had on somebody's mental health. You don't know whether it's somebody saying a wrong word to them that day is the very thing that will trigger them taking their life that night. You don't know that. And I feel like people need to pull their heads out of their assholes, and people, need to stop saying stuff like stay in your own lane. Like, I was trying to like disconnect from what was going on in the world, because apparently you should stay in your own lane. If you're spiritual, you should stay in your own lane and look after your own energy. I was like, no, I need to speak up on this because it bothers me. It bothers me. And I've not been affected in the way that other people have. So I'm not speaking from my own anger about my physical business being shut down or from losing somebody. And that's another thing. People say, oh, yeah. Have you lost somebody to COVID? Blah, blah, blah. No, but I've lost people to cancer before. I've lost people to heart disease before. Yeah, newsflash, we are human. We're not immortal. We're not immortal. People die every day. Deal with it. Deal with the fact that people die every day. That's the thing. Reporting on the, I'm having a lot of fun on this video. Reporting on figures and everything have been skewed in order to fudge the numbers, to make people buy the bullshit even more, to make people buy the propaganda even more. And yet what they're not telling you is that most people who've died had heart disease or diabetes or obesity or killed themselves or had the flu. Where's the flu gone? Flu has just miraculously disappeared. What a miracle it is. COVID cures everything. But so you don't know what's going on. And that's the thing, like, people can say, stay in your own lane, especially for those of us who are energy workers, especially for those of us who feel energy deeply. And we can feel like the collective energy, and it can become overwhelming at times. And so you're not protecting your energy. Like, again, go fuck yourself. Like, I know how to protect my own energy, but I work differently to other people. And it can be very easy to say, stay in your own lane. Focus on you. Stay in your own truth and everything. Stay in your own sovereign energy or whatever you want to say. But that's bypassing what is going on. Because, and I was speaking to my friend yesterday, my friend and client yesterday, because I was so worked up with what is going on in the world, because it bothers me in such a way that it's like, I need to speak up more on stuff that, to kind of bring that truth through to people, to, even if it's just helps one person see the truth of who they are, then I've done my job. And I was saying to her that people are so, even especially in the spiritual community can be full of shit at times, and people are like, oh yeah, I'm going to be high vibe and I'm going to stay in my lane and whatever. But how is that benefiting anybody else? If you feel passionately about something, then speak up on it. If you feel so passionate about something and you're not speaking up on it, then you're doing a disservice to humanity, to the collective. If you're gifted in any kind of way, if you're intuitive or you're an energy worker or psychic or whatever, or however your gifts like to show up, if you're hiding those gifts, then you're doing a disservice to the world. Like, I needed to change my videos up because it's like, I don't want to just teach on my videos. I can create a course on that and get paid for it. Like, with my videos, my content, I just want to be me. I just want to speak on stuff. I just want to be the quirky, triggering, hypnotic, magnetizing mirror that I am, who has fun with what she speaks on, because I know that it connects to somebody's truth, because I know that my truth and me channeling my truth will speak to people in a different way. It will trigger you, and I am the catalyst. I am an activator. I'm a catalyst for people moving through their shit, a catalyst and an activator for the soul to get people to go from their pain to their power, from feeling lost to feeling free. So if I don't speak in a way that feels good to me, then I'm not doing a good service to myself, and I'm doing a disservice to humanity, really. But that's the thing, people are so caught up in their own stuff, and people are so tunnel visioned with their own shit right now. Like, oh, it's not affecting me, so I'm just going to like not speak up on stuff, or it's not affecting me, so I'm just going to stay quiet. No, because you don't know what your neighbor's going through. You don't know what your friend is going through, or the person in the supermarket that you've seen today who looks a little bit lost and a little bit scared and a little bit confused. You don't know what is going on for them right now. And people, humanity needs to start coming together to recognize that it's not about you, it's about us as a collective. So the more that people take back their control and their power and stop allowing governments to shit on us from a great height, the more people take back their power, the easier this will be to reclaim our truth, to reclaim our freedom. I saw the other week that so many businesses in Italy, restaurateurs and, you know, businesses, small businesses, whatever, shops, everything, were opening up again. Hashtag Io Apro. I'm opening. I was like, good for you. Good for you for doing that and saying fuck you to the governments. You know, when they said, oh, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks to flatten the curve, it's been 10 fucking months in the UK anyway. I know in other countries it's been like a year of this shit. So when these businesses, when these restaurateurs in Italy, these shop owners and everything were like, io apro, I open, I was like, good for you. Come on, Britain, let's do it. Come on, America, let's do it. Yeah, everyone, let's open. And I know I can't remember what the hashtag is in the UK at the moment, but they're calling for businesses to businesses are asking other businesses to open again on the 30th of January. If that's you, if you're feeling scared to open because you're worried about breaking the rules, open your fucking business. Because your welfare, your mental well-being, and you being able to stay on this planet right now and to support your family is worth more than what the fucking government will tell you. It's worth so much more than that. If you're scared about speaking up on stuff online because you're worried about somebody getting offended, who gives a shit? Like, we're all entitled to our own opinion, and we are, like, this two very, very, very different timelines and operating at the moment energetically. And you've got people in one camp and people in another, and the division between us is at the greatest point right now because people cannot see the other side of the coin. People are scared to see the other side of the coin. It's over here. I'm frozen. I have to put my Nana blanket on my legs. People are scared to see the other side of the coin because it pains them to see that. You know, when I'm there shining my big fucking mirror to people, they're like, oh, it's offensive for you to speak to me in that way, for you to tell me this kind of truth because I'm not willing to listen. That's what's going on for people, which is very much where we're at energetically with astrology as well, with the moon's south node being our karmic past, being in Sagittarius, and the north node being in Gemini. So the south node in Sagittarius is about people being too dogmatic with their beliefs, like, I am this, you are that. It's one or the other. This is me. You need to understand me. You need to listen to me. If you don't like what I say, that's your choice. If you like it, again, that's your choice. But it's also my choice to speak on what brings me passion and joy to speak on, because that is my truth. So, and that's where we're being asked to go with this Gemini North Node, is to get curious. Gemini is about being curious, but it's asking us to get curious and to seek other people's beliefs, like to hear them out, give them a chance to speak up. But if people are just too ingrained in what they're being told, then they're disconnected from their own truth, because people are they're not willing to hear their own intuition and their own instincts, because they're only being guided by what the governments and the mainstream media are portraying. And I respect where we're all at on our journey. If you want to just listen, again, I can't imagine anyone still watching this video who believes in mainstream media. But if you are, then hello. But if you're just believing what the mainstream media is telling you and what the governments are telling you, and you're just believing that, that is your choice to believe that. But it's also my choice and other people's choice to speak up on things that we don't agree with, because we see through it. We see the propaganda, we see the bullshit, we see the illusion. And also, I know that this isn't about me. It's about everyone collectively, because I want the schools to open. I want businesses to open up again. I want people to feel safe in who they are, because they're not fretting about paying their mortgage or their rent. And they're not scared of being locked at home with an abuser or whatever it is. Like, I see the bigger picture. And humanity is lost as fuck right now. And we're so divided. And that's like the sad thing about this whole situation. It's like the oxymoron of this situation, the paradox of this situation, is that we are so divided physically, because you've been told social distance. God forbid you actually go near somebody. Oh God, you know, can you imagine going near somebody? Wow. We're so divided with this paradox that people are divided physically because they're following the rules, but we're also divided collectively, energetically, because we're so divided from our own truth. Like, that's a complete paradox there. And humanity is divided from its truth, disconnected from its truth. And so it's like creating this video is like, I just need to speak on what I'm passionate about. I just need to speak on it because I'm so passionate about people finding freedom in their lives and not feeling lost anymore. I'm so passionate about that, of people using their pain for their power, of turning the energy of pain, very powerful energy is pain, of turning the energy of pain into your power, into your truth, of being uniquely you, however that shows up, whether you've got a business or a job or, you know, stay at home mom or whatever. Like, being in your own truth and owning your own power is very, very, very liberating, very freeing, as opposed to being somebody that you're not, following the crowds, allowing other people to dictate to you who you are, of not showing up in a way that feels freeing for you because you're worried about what other people will think, of not speaking your truth because you're worried what other people think. Like, I'm here to disrupt. I am a natural disruptor. And I've had to, like, really own that energy, because it is painful to most people. And yet it's how I'm here to, that disruptive energy, the disruptor that I am, the powerful Hea Kimura that I am, is actually my own medicine for my soul. And so I chose to be like, obviously we choose our lives, but I chose to be in the energy of somebody who is very disruptive and whose language and energy and words and very essence of who she is can tear somebody apart. I chose that, because it's healing to my soul. It's my soul's medicine for what I've experienced in other lifetimes. And so whoever you are, I'm going to wrap it up now. I'm pretty impressed, an hour and 10 minutes. That's like my longest video. Whoever you are, you need to own your uniqueness. You need to honor your truth. Pull your head out of your ass and stop thinking, oh, I'm going to stay in my lane. Start connecting to humanity and what is going on for other people. Reach out to people. You know, instead of thinking, oh yeah, I'm just going to do my stuff, I'm going to stay with my business or my career or whatever, and I'm just going to focus on me. No. Focus on other people. Integrate people into your life. What is going on for them? How can you help them by you being you, by you speaking up on things, by you sharing your experience of what's going on in the world? Because you sharing your experience will help somebody else go through that same experience when they're not so good in their mind right now. You know, speaking to somebody who's in a difficult position financially could be the very difference between them waking up tomorrow or not. You know, speaking up on the fact that the schools need to open because children deserve an education. Speak up on it. like all these things, like if humanity could just come together instead of like distancing ourselves even more, it's a complete paradox. If humanity could just come together and start accepting our differences and being nice to each other and accepting that we're all on a different evolutionary journey right now and we're all at different points of consciousness right now, but that we don't have to accept what somebody tells us. We don't have to accept what the government tells us. We don't. You know, who the fuck are these cretins anyway? We don't have to accept that. We don't have to accept these lockdowns like that have been, that some dickhead scientist has put into his computer and decided that this is what's going to happen. You don't have to accept any of that. You don't have to accept the figures that they're peddling as, you know, to try and maintain the fear. You don't have to accept any of that. If you choose to, that is your choice to accept that. But what I ask people to do is to connect into your truth and to connect into your intuition and your instincts. If something feels off, if it feels icky, then it is not truth consciousness. It is illusion. Truth consciousness feels freeing. Yes, it can feel scary as fuck at times because you're unleashing that freedom within you, but it feels very different to feeling forced. And when people are questioning things, that is a very good sign that your intuition is telling you that this is all bullshit. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk today. Thank you. I am going to do more videos like this and just like talk on stuff. But thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk. I'd love to know in the comments like how this has spoken to you, what is going on in your life, like how can I help you? How can I serve you better with my content? What has this brought to light for you? How has this triggered you as well? Because I'm here to activate you, to disrupt your reality so you move forward. Like, how can I serve humanity better? I am here to serve humanity. How can I serve humanity better with what I speak on? I'd love to know that. And what's going on for you right now? Are you struggling? Like, what are you struggling with? What is your pain? Like, where are you lost? How can more people help you? If you're feeling lost, then please reach out. And obviously, if you are feeling suicidal, then please reach out to the Samaritans or to a friend or something, or I don't know, send me a message or whatever. Because I feel so strongly on suicide, I really do. But thank you so much for watching or for listening. I'm going to stick with some of my podcasts as well. Evolved Consciousness Podcast, available on all podcast hosts. But thank you so much for watching. And if you stuck to the end, then thank you. But I've had fun with this. Like, it's like, I just need to speak. I just need to fucking speak. I just need to speak. I just need to speak. And that's it. So I'm going to leave it there. And have an awesome day wherever you're watching. And I will chat to you all soon. Much love.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.